Okay, I know Ryan came in and talked to you earlier today, and as many of you know, we made a change with our coaching staff. It was a very difficult decision. We end up releasing Jed Fish of his duties. It's tough. This is tough on me. I know it's tough on our staff and our team. Jed's a very good friend of mine, a guy that put his heart and soul into this organization and into what we're trying to build. Been a very good a member of our staff as far as sending the message of our culture, what we're all about, what we're trying to build. But I think it came down to what, my responsibility is to do what's best for this team. And we just had some philosophical differences. And, I think I mentioned to you earlier, we observe daily and evaluate weekly. This was more, observe daily and evaluate at the end of the year. I had a chance to visit with our coaching staff, individually. And then we visit as an offense, defense, special teams, and, had very good discussion. And, the conversation was very good, between Jed and myself. And, a lot of things were discussed. It took place this morning and, really just a little bit before Ryan came down here and visited with you guys. So, I think that's the big thing. It's just differences. Jed's an extremely, extremely knowledgeable coach. Very, very good scheme coach. Very good as far as getting those things across to our players. And like I said, a good friend of mine. And that part, on my side won't change. I know it's difficult and it might take some time, but I understand that. But I think when I look back at it, it was just the direction we wanted to go, as an organization on offense. I think, that's what it came down to. So I'll open up. What's that? Well, I think it's just, the direction, some people have asked Gus, I know like the staff, we've never said, hey, what about, geez, kind of tough, the 8 rookies that started and offensively, and you had some young guys and then a rookie quarterback. It wasn't about that with me. I understood that. That's a tough duty for our staff to take on, for us to take on, is the kind of youth that we had. So it wasn't about that. It wasn't about the 31st or 32nd ranked offense. It really wasn't. It just felt like what do we need to put this together to get better, to ensure that we get better in the direction we want to go? And I think, as far as our approaches and where we wanted to go from here, that's where it was different.
Philosophically, did he run it too much? Or was it a wrong blocking scheme?
No, we didn't talk too much about scheme now. It wasn't too much about scheme-wise. It was more about the direction, about, I think when, you might ask your question, okay, so Gus, what are you looking for? Well, we want precision. We want execution, and we want our team to play fast. And I think that's where it was a difference. I'm more of the type that let's make sure that our players can execute at the highest level and make sure there's a lot of precision to it. And, that's one philosophy. It's kind of like defensive philosophy. Do you want to play a few things and do it really well, or do you want to be multiple and do a lot of different things and create confusion? Both have been very successful. Both work. And I think it was somewhat those conversations with us offensively.
Any other changes to the offensive staff?
No, we don't foresee any.
How quickly do you want to move on a new guy?
Well, this just happened, it really was a decision that, like I said, I've been observing this. I knew these were discussions that had to be brought up, and it's really gone over the last couple days maybe, but I think the final part of the decision took place today. So as far as the time frame for hiring a new guy, I think when we find the right guy, then there'll be time.
Would you like somebody with previous OC experience?
I don't want to limit ourselves to that. I think that would be a great quality to have, if they have some, but not if it deters us from getting the right guy.
How much did this have to do between the relationship between Jed and Blake?
No relationship. Nothing with there.
I mean, that those guys got along. Yeah. No problems there.
Yeah.
Are you concerned at all about switching coordinators, second-year quarterback?
Yeah. I think any time that you make a decision like this, you obviously want continuity. You want, if we can keep the staff together, because continuity is very big. I think we all know that here, right, with some of the experiences that we had. So that was something that I took very seriously. And I know sometimes when you do this, sometimes you take a step back a little bit because there's learning of a new system, a new playbook, a new coordinator, and you've got to go through a learning curve. But in my analysis of it, I thought that it might take a step back, but hopefully it's with 2 or 3 steps forward.
How much did the sax play a role in this? Were you disappointed?
No, it really wasn't. I think, looking at the precision, the direction we want to go, and things like that, it was more philosophically that way. And, so I really didn't get into stats. I really didn't want to get into the part where, we're justifying, let's take a look at comparable offenses. That wasn't part of the conversation. It was more about the direction we wanted to go.
Is it an added bonus if you can find an offensive coordinator that's also been a head coach? Is that something you'd kind of like to have another guy that's kind of worn the same hat?
I'm not, if someone said, hey, he has, I'm looking to try to get the best, the best guy. And if he's had head coaching experience, that's okay with me.
Will you reach out to Mark Trestman?
I haven't even thought about it. To be honest with you, I know Mark, and Mark's a good person, and, I have a lot of respect for him, but I haven't thought that much into it right now.
No issues between Blake and Jed, but was he developing in Jed's offense the way that you needed him to?
Well, I mean, those are good conversations. I think that you're always looking and seeing, in the environment, can guys get to be their best as quickly as possible? And I think, we saw great development in some of those guys on offense. We talked about that. But I think that in the future, how is that progress going to be, elevated? Or, how are we going to do this in a manner that it happens quicker? And I think that's where the philosophical differences came in.
Gus, how much will you rely or lean on Dave in terms of, he says it's up to you to start making staff changes, but how much will you lean on him and say, hey, what do you think of this and that?
Well, we've been pretty, Dave and I have always been pretty open. I know this is a decision. This wasn't Dave's decision or Shah's decision or anything. It was my decision, something that, it was tough, but there's things that I bounce off. I mean, obviously, when it got to that point, I had conversations with Dave and talked to him about some of the direction I wanted to go. So with a hiring of a new guy or getting lists formulated and coming up with ideas, I mean, yeah, I'll always talk to Dave about that. We're pretty transparent over that.
Let me ask you this. Did you, going into this meeting this morning, did you have an inkling that you were going to be parting ways with Jed?
I thought, I hadn't had a chance. I met with some of the offensive staff individually, but not as a whole group. And I wanted to do that with Jed in there. And I had not made the decision final. I thought there was a chance, but I wanted to, be open and have everybody have a chance to kind of hear him out and hear to see, it's kind of like when you make a decision, you gather all the information, you take it all in, and then you make the decision. And I think I was just gathering all the information. But at the same expense, I don't want to make it sound like I just thought about this yesterday. After the Houston game, it wasn't like that. I think it was just, in my observations, and then I started asking more and more questions, and Jed was very open too. It was, hey Jed, this is what I'm thinking. I know you and I have had this conversation. How do you see this? And, how the staff members and, it was pretty open. It wasn't, a conversation that, we were challenging each other. It was pretty open.
This was a pretty big hire for you when you came here.
Yeah.
Do you wish you would have been more involved in the offensive game planning this year, or did you feel you gave him too much rope? And
No, I think it was, I trust, we've got very good coaches. I met with some players and talked to them, and that's what I come out of it is our players, there is a sense of trust that I can appreciate. And so I think that same thing is with me with our staff. I do give them, especially on the offensive side, I trust them and that they'll go in there. But I'm involved in there and see the direction we want to go. So, in the game planning and things like that, I'm aware of that. But I think it was just overall the direction that we're heading.
What do you want? Obviously, you get what you want and what you want.
Well, I want an offense that we execute, we play with precision, and we play with that we play fast. And does that mean what? A simple offense? I'm not saying that. I say it can be as complicated as we want it to be, but we don't want to lose those things, though, those qualities.
No,
whatever we can do to play fast, I mean, like guys know what they're supposed to do. there's a high level of execution. We talk about having play hard, play fast, play together, and we have a culture of execution which requires precision. That's what we're looking for on offense.
But all these rookies, it's hard to play fast. The rookies are just learning what to do.
Yeah, so you might have to find out what areas you simplify things so that they have the ability to play fast.
Gus, when you hired Jed a couple years ago, did you know there were some philosophical things that you guys might have to work through?
No, I don't. I think that we felt like we were pretty similar. I think, I had time with them in Seattle. But, as you get a chance to go through it, and it wasn't like it was, oh, boy, this is drastically different. I just felt like the direction we wanted to go from this point forward, I think it kind of branched off, and as far as putting what to put on players' plates, what to ask them to do, how do we really protect this plan, this culture of execution and what we're looking to do.
From what you said last couple minutes here, it sounds like the guys didn't really get or understand the offense as well as you would hope they would.
Well, I think that from here on out, I think that, there's some things to have a scheme or an offensive philosophy that we're going to do. That's why I say Jed is very, very smart, and it comes to him as it's very easy for him. And I believe he did a great job explaining it to our players. I just think that, with some of them, with a younger group and with a mix of veterans there, to facilitate that allows for the greatest amount of growth to take place. I know it sounds like a cliche, but that's really all I'm interested in is creating a culture where we can get better as fast as possible. And I felt like the philosophy we want to go or the direction we want to go in offensively, that's where it was a little bit different how we wanted to go about doing that.
So does it change the desire to coach in the Senior Bowl for you or while you kind of find a way to tackle both?
Yeah, no. The Senior Bowl, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I told you last year we don't want to make a habit of it, but if we get asked again, it was a good thing for us. It was a good thing. So, I appreciate the question, but, it's not right now on my.
It won't change anything as far as the fact that you're.
No. Yeah, if we're asked to do it, we're doing it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Is it safe to believe that the players didn't gel with Jed? Some players?
No, I don't think that. I didn't have a lot of those types of conversations. I think that, listen, there's always going to be, we should have played three deep. Why didn't we play man on this play? You're always going to get those types of conversations, and that's okay. I think it's where, the bigger issues become where you talk to multiple people and it seems to arise. Like, hey, philosophically, what direction do we want to go? Do we want to have a, multiple offense that's, puts a lot of strain on Blake and just keep, having him develop in it? Or is it one that we try to execute with precision? And it might mean it's a smaller package, but we're going to try to execute. Which one's right? It's really up to your own philosophy. I know for us, I get up in front of the team and we're constantly talking about precision, execute, playing hard, playing fast, those things, those principles are what we're looking for. And I think that's where I think it kind of differentiated between Jed and I. No, I didn't say that. I want to make sure that we play fast. If whatever we can do to play fast, that's what we want. If it can be a multiple package that we can play fast, great. That's awesome.
What is playing fast?
Where everybody understands their responsibilities and can execute at their highest level. So, and just like when we talk about victory, we want everybody to be their best. Well, have a system where everybody can be at their best. And there's going to be things that pop up. I'm not saying it's going to be perfection. There's going to be things that come up in a game that are new or create anxiety or things like that. But I'm talking about just an overall feel to where guys can go out there and have a chance to execute. And, some head coaches would say, no, I want to be very multiple and do a variety of things, and these players got to catch up, and they got to go. And that works too. So that's why I say he's really a good coach, really sharp. He's on it. It's just more of a difference in philosophy.
So what's your concern with Blake's psyche as you bring in a new offensive coordinator at all?
No, I did just talk to Blake and talk to him, and shared with him. And, obviously he cares. I mean, Blake's a great guy. He cares about Jed and respects the job he did. But, I also know that Blake is, he'll be ready for it and open for a challenge too.
Good.
Gus, did you have any feelings about this in the back of your mind coming into this season, about the direction?
No, not coming into the season.
Turning point at all this year?
No, I think just the last, maybe the last couple of weeks, the direction, you know, it just having more and more conversations, you know. You know, I think this has been something where, you know, I never want to be a head coach that just kind of, it came out of left field. You know, where did this come from? I know to you it maybe feels that way because this is kind of a shocker. But I think it's always, I try to have discussion with coaches and I always feel like I want to give them the opportunity to completely understand where I'm coming from and give them the chance to say, okay, now I know. Let's see where we go from here. And I think Jed and I had those conversations. That's why it's been pretty open. And it hasn't been anything distracting or anything. It's just as we talk, we could kind of feel that it was going that way. We had a chance to talk about it more and came with this conclusion. But I know it's hurting, Jed. It's not like, hey, it's a mutual thing. You go your way, I'll go in. That's not how it was. We're both hurting. We both wanted it to work out to where we're here. But to be the best of the organization is what we do.
Bob Babich coming back.
Bob Babich, yeah.
Any changes on the defensive side of the ball that you foresee?
No.
What about the offensive line coach?
Well, I have had conversations with George, so I've heard really good news through George and talking to him. So we fully, expect and want George to be back here. So I'd like to sometime go out there and see him, you know, and go out there and visit with him. And that's really what I hope to do here. Maybe after the Senior Bowl, and, you know, go out there and visit with him. So I would like to go see him, but I know that everything on his plate, he's talking about, you know, if everything goes well, he would like to get back here sometime in February. So, I mean, what a story in itself, you know, what he's gone through and talk about competing, you know, and where he's at. So,
when you look back on the season now, are you grateful that it worked out as far as Blake playing all these games?
And yeah, I asked him about that, you know, in conversation, and he said it's tough, but boy, he learned a lot. He learned a lot. What I can appreciate from Blake is his demeanor and how he handled things on the sideline or coming off the field. He had a certain intensity that built as the year went on. You know, where he was always been competitive, but more of a fierce competitor as he got more and more comfortable and more he played. And I saw that come on, especially this last game. I saw that trait. So, yeah, I'm pleased that he did get a chance to play as much as he did.
The interceptions went down a great deal, you know, at one point in the last 5-6 games. But there also was more of a lack of downfield passing. It's kind of a
I'll take a look at that and see. I know, you know, there was one stat Ryan had, the number of 20-yard passes downfield. We were up there. There's some stats that show it, and so we'll find out the truth to it. You're right. I think the challenge for me and for the offensive staff and how we went about it was he did throw a lot of interceptions, and there's some pick sixes. And we were talking about, okay, how are we going about this to keep him playing without that fear of making a mistake, but yet we need to tone this down. How do we go about doing this? It seems like a double-edged sword. And I know multiple conversations, so I'm really pleased with how the staff handled that and the direction, because he did have him come down, and he became even more of a fierce competitor. So I'm thankful for that with his development as well.
Russell Wilson's on stage for the NFC Championship trophy presentation last year, and as they go to commercial break, he turns to Terry Bradshaw and says, "How do you win it?" Yesterday, Blake's in the locker room talking about how he can't wait this offseason to talk to other quarterbacks to see how they handle an offseason and prepare for it. How much does hearing stuff like that reinforce the idea that, hey, we've got our guy?
Well, it's great. I know all those things that you're talking about, and I know that's how Blake's mentality is. You know, we want him to take some time off. You know, if you look at it last year, I mean, how much he threw in the offseason, getting ready for the draft and then running the mini camp, training camp. So I think a little bit of time off will be good for him, but he is a guy that wants to visit with people. And, you know, we've talked to him about develop a routine, and I think towards the end he had a routine. I think he's trying to develop an off-season routine now, and he wants to talk to other quarterbacks about what they do. And he's kind of targeting ones that I think really fit his style and what he's all about. And he kind of similar pitchers himself. And, you know, I think he wants to have conversations with those guys, which is awesome.
Would you like to have an OC that's called plays in the NFL?
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to limit ourselves. I really think it's going to come back. I think that's great if he has. And, you know, another check if he has that. But I really believe we want the best fit for us and where we want to go. And, shoot, if he's a former head coach that has offensive play qualities and he fits into our culture and he can help us get better, that's a great candidate. You know, so if he hasn't, but we know based on his experience that he's capable of, then, you know, we'll go with that too. But I would like to see that. I hope that he has some experience.
Do you have any prerequisites for the hire?
No. What do you mean prerequisites?
Well, like connection to you.
Yeah. No. I'm open to this is the best.
Are you trying purposely not to say something about Jed or the situation? Because I am totally, totally confused as to why you fired him.
Yeah, I suppose, right? I'm sitting here saying he's a good guy, good friend, good coach.
It seems like we're asking the right questions, but you're purposely not trying not to go.
No, I'm not purposely.
The difference is so, like,
vague.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't really, I'm not coming away with a real, I mean, you say, I don't know, maybe I'm just confused.
Well,
maybe somebody can fill me in.
No. I could see that. I mean, probably on purpose I'm doing that a little bit, you know, to do that to you. Because I do think highly of him. I do. I do think he's a very good coach. I think that there was just some differences as far as how we wanted to go about things. And I think the direction we wanted to go and the development of some of our players.
Is it the development of Blake? Because you're saying none of the players had a problem with him. You're saying none of the other coaches had a problem with him, but you're keeping all the other offensive coaches.
Yeah, I think, you know, there is a lot of truth now to philosophical differences as far as, you know, hey, we want to put on Blake's plate to do a lot. Let's throw a lot at him, and then let's see how much, you know, he'll be able to carry that over to next year. Or, no, let's not put a lot on his plate and let him grow through this. You know, which way is best? I don't know. I know the way we kind of want to do it. That would be maybe somewhat of an example. Okay?
That's very helpful.
And you want him to have the little bit and grow through it. That's the way you
want
to
go. Yeah, I just think we want to, you know, help him get better every day, not overwhelm him. I think you know my philosophy enough, but be careful how much you put on a guy to create a lot of anxiety. It might keep him from being his best. Right? You know, does that help a little bit right there?
Gus, 3 wins this year compared to 4 last year. How do you not look at that as a step back?
A great question. I do look at how our team is and how we progress, because I don't know the roster changes, how many new guys we have compared to last year. So it's hard for me to compare this year to last year. You know, so I do look forward to this year, and that I think we'll have less roster changes. I'm hoping less roster changes, because, you know, you like that continuity and be able to work with guys. So I always tell our guys, don't compare, compete, because if you get caught in that, it's a waste of time. But we do have to try to take this team, what we have, and find ways to help them improve. But it's hard at the end of the season to evaluate and not look back. So, sure, I think that we look at, and there is games that was it disappointing in some of the results? Yeah, I mean, I've been asked this question many times. I thought you don't care about winning. We care about winning. We care about winning. We just want victory, and we trust if we get everybody to be their best, then the wins will come. But we don't get it confused with we don't care. So at the end of the year, Gus, do you wish you had more? Yeah, we missed some opportunities. We had some close games. We were in some close games at the very end, and we missed our opportunities. It's frustrating. We got to find a way to get this over the hump, and how can we do it within our core beliefs? We stay consistent, but we challenge our players even more to raise the bar even higher. And that's the challenge that we have next year. I think what our team has understood going through what we did this year, I sense a team that understands what they're capable of. I think they go, hey, all right, when you lose 43-10 and 45-17 or whatever, what are we capable of when things are like that? But when you're seeing it's close, we have chances at the very end of the game. They're saying, all right, we taste a little bit. We understand this feeling. We understand if we just get these things right, what we can be capable of. I appreciate that with our team. So, Gus, you went from 4 wins to 3 wins. Yeah, but we have a different mindset. I think now we understand what we're capable of, and I think that we can take the next step because of that. Well, I think these games now that we're so competitive in, and I think, you know, last year it was, God, just make him close in the fourth quarter. If I've heard that, you know, a bunch of times. Hey, just give us a reason to stay in the stands at the end of the game. Okay, well, there was some of those, but now it's like, okay, just why can't we win? Yeah, you're right. Okay, that's the next step. We got to find out, you know, how to get these games and take that next step. And, you know, so many people hear that. If I hear the process one more time, you know, and I understand that. I understand that. It's like, okay, Gus, you have a process and you follow a process, so, and we trust the results will come. When are those results going to come? I understand that. You're right in saying that. And so to us, I believe they will come. I believe from last year to this year, we saw, by trusting the process, we saw improvement in some of those areas, you know, the competitiveness and things like that. So we're going to stay the course. We're going to send the same message. We're going to challenge our guys even more. We're going to expect even more. And then let's go and see what takes place. But those are good signs. But we're not satisfied. We're not saying, oh, let's just go out here and, you know, have fun and go out there and play. It's not like that now. This is not a country club atmosphere we have. I think their players feel the challenge to get better. What I like about this team is that we have a good mix of veteran and youth. I think we'll add even more veterans. I think we'll add even more youth. And I think that's important to us, because I think we've got a spirited team that understands that, okay, we went through this year, and let's get this right. And I love the competitiveness in that team that is willing to do that.
Dave said today that he regretted not giving you some more veterans on the roster this year. Going forward, do you think you need some guys to fill the lead like that?
I appreciate that with Dave. But we understood that. We've had many conversations about, hey, this is what we're going to do offensively and defensively, and the number of veterans and how we're trying to work the cap so that we can, you know, do some things. So, because of that, we didn't have many veterans. We found out about a lot of young guys as well. But I think that veteran leadership, I think we both have come to the conclusion in our conversations that, boy, it is important. It's very important for a team. We saw that in our defensive line. We saw the importance of it on with our defense. But, you know, I think just for that leadership, but it's got to be the right kind of veteran. It's got to be the right leader.
Guys also said that you had the hardest job in the NFL the last 2 years. Because of the situation, the young guys, the stripping it down. I mean, how hard has it been? I mean, when you go into a tough Sunday.
Once again, he's it hasn't been as far as this. We got a great to work with him and an owner. I mean, here's an owner that calls repeatedly and gives me strength. You know, and stay strong. That's a great job. It's a great job because it allows me to stay strong and me to be convicted. And I say this, too. You know, I think sometimes coaches talk about the fans and they go, yeah, the fan base is great. Let me tell you something about this fan base. We haven't exactly tore it up record wise. And I just sense that when I go out and stuff like that, there's people, a lot of people say, we believe in what the Jags are doing. We believe in what you're doing. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty strong now. We haven't given you much to still say that, and you're still saying that. This fan base is strong now, and that's incredible. And I think when you have people that support you like that, it's not a hard job, man. But I don't take that for granted. It's not something when you have, a group of people or a group like that believes in it so strongly, you don't want to take that for granted. You want to appreciate it and work even harder for it.
Can you explain why the philosophy differences and direction, your explanations for letting Jed go, do not apply to anybody else on the offensive staff? Is that just more of a coordinator thing?
Yeah.
Position coach is a production thing.
Great. It's a great question. And this is why, sometimes when it's the offensive coordinator, sometimes as position coaches, your job is to obviously make the head coach strong and the team strong, but you're also making the coordinator strong. So if the coordinator says this is the direction we want to go, then the position coaches do those things. And to make him strong. And so that's, you know, in some cases, that's what it was. It wasn't like, they had a decision in it and they have input, but it was more the direction led by them. So.
Make this clear. You want Blake to have a smaller package so it can
No.
That's not
clear. Well, tell us. I'm still
confused. We want to have an offense that has the ability to play fast, regardless. Size has nothing to do with it. As long as we can have a culture of execution where guys can play fast regardless of size, that's what's really important. We play with precision. So it can be a big package, it can be whatever, but let's err on the side of being that.
Dave said that he didn't have grandiose expectations when he took the job 2 years ago, and in fact said that he thought he didn't expect this amount of wins. Where were your expectations coming in? And what have the...
Well, I think I knew Dave and Shad did a great job explaining the situation when I was first hired and said, okay, here's what we want to do. Here's kind of what we're looking at trying to do for this organization and for this city and for our fan base. And it was all about we have a lot of work to do, but we want to try to build a team that sustains, that year in and year out is extremely competitive. And we know to do that, it might take some time. And, we want to build it the right way. Was that, I guess, 6 years, 5 years? It wasn't talk like that. I just said, I understand. I love the challenge. We're starting this thing from ground level, and we're going to build our culture, and we're going to get challenged. We're going to go through some very difficult times, but we're going to build this culture, and that's what we want to get the first year is build this strong culture. Second year, add to it, get an influx of some veterans along with another draft class, and then keep this thing strong. And I look back at it, I think you say, God, if I hear another word about culture, too, it's just like process. But it's so important, man. I mean, look at around the league, some of these teams, what they're going through. You know, guys that are in their second year and as coaches and stuff, and what's going on. Believe me, I don't take that for granted. You say, I don't want to talk about what I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about our team all the time because it's that important. It's that important and that you have it because you have to create an environment where there's trust and you have to create an environment where there's cooperation. If you have those two, you can get better. Yeah. And we're going to protect those.
You don't get to be a head coach in the NFL without being a competitive person.
Right.
And so you're sitting here and it's your name on this team. It's your name that says 7-25. So I'm just.
Yeah, but I think that's where another thing it can get confused. Like, hey, Gus, are you very competitive? I'm very competitive. Yeah, I'm very competitive. And we're going to compete every day to get better. We will scratch. We will do everything. So when you say, Gus, does this hurt you? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm always competing. We're always competing in this building. We're going to dig. I mean, here players, so maybe the most part, they go by and they're coaches. They say, all right, let's go have our team meeting and then we'll go on vacation. Not us, man. We're meeting. We're meeting all day Monday after meeting and Tuesday. And we're going to grind through this and we're going to come and find a way. How can we get better today? So when you say, God, how about being competing? That's every day. Yeah, but the record, right? It'll come. It'll come, man. I just believe it so wholeheartedly. So.
Totally confident they'll give you that time to let it come because there's a reality too, Gus.
Yeah, but I can't control that,
right.
You know. So I don't even go there. It's like comparing this team to another team, or comparing. Hey, let's take a look at the other teams in the league that have had rookie quarterbacks. I don't have time for that. That's a waste of my time to go look and compare and try to justify where we're at. Put all the time in getting us better. That's what I want to spend. I can't control that. I don't know. How can you compare us to any other team in the league? I don't know. Well, I mean, you might say, well, you had a rookie quarterback. We had 8 rookie stars. They didn't. Well, I don't know. It's a waste of time. I'd rather put all that energy into getting us better. That's what I want to do. So, You know, that's what I want to put all my attention on. And someone is, Gus, how about, do you think they're going to give you enough? I don't know. I don't know about that. That's a waste of my time. I just like to compete right now and live today and try to find ways to improve us. I know it sounds cliche-ish, but that's just what I believe.
Gus, once you've identified a candidate that you'd like to target, how do you sell him? What's your plan to sell him on the opportunity?
Well, I do think, you know, just thinking about it now, you know, without putting a lot of time into it, I think we have a lot to sell, man. I mean, probably more so than a couple of years ago, you know, I'm guessing. I mean, here we got, we got some youth. We got some guys that love football. I think the perception of our organization, I just go off of free agency, the conversations we're having back where people are excited to look at Jacksonville. How do you know? Well, people have committed to come here without even visiting. You know, that's a good sign. So I think the mentality or the opportunity to come to Jacksonville, I think is very appealing. I think that our culture as a coaching staff and as a team is out in the league. And what I'm hearing back, it's just very appealing. It's a great situation to be a part of. So I think because of that, we'll draw really, really good candidates. I'm really not concerned about the number of candidates or getting phone calls. I think, especially at the Senior Bowl, I'm sure that'll be a lot of candidates will pop up.
Three things on the OC. Will he have the power to make changes to that side of the ball, staff-wise?
Well, I'll tell you what I said to the staff. Sometimes I think I tell you guys too much. I believe in being transparent what I can. But I just told them that. I said, my hopes is to keep everybody in place. I really, really do believe in our coaching staff. And I believe in our offensive coaching staff. I think there's very good coaches on that side of the ball. My heart is going to try to find an offensive coordinator that comes in and it just comes in and we keep everything intact. That's what I would prefer. That's what I'd really like. But I do have to be open that if I say we're willing to get the best guy, we want the best guy that we can, I do have to understand sometimes those things occur. And with that, I would try to talk them out of it. But, I think I just have to be open to say that is a possibility. And to be honest with you, that's what I told our staff. And I think they trust me enough to know, I got you, Gus. This is part of the business, but I can trust what you're saying. I'm hoping they believe that because that's how I feel.
Two more things. Will you get away from the zone blocking?
No.
You'll stick with that?
Yeah, I think that's important because that's what our personnel is.
And do you think if Blake played 13 and a half games, if he would have played two or three games, would have been less attractive job? I mean, can you interview candidates now? They sort of know what they have in Bortles instead of having to draft a quarterback or work with a guy who hasn't played yet?
I think so. I would think so, right? I mean, they got a chance to see his body of work and what he can do and what he's capable of. So I'm thinking that would be an advantage for us.
One more on that. Did you talk to them at all about, like, sometimes when there's uncertainty about their job, guys start looking in other directions. Do you approach that with them today? Like, would you allow them to go look for another job?
I did not bring that up to them. I did not bring that up to them. I don't believe that. You know, when we put a staff together, I know that's the perception. I just want a really good group of staff members that put their heart and soul into this team and help them get better. I know there's that perception out there about, you know, the guys are on the phone and always looking for the next job and doing all that. And I think that's why I think that was pretty important to me to get guys that were really heavy ball oriented guys, you know, that, you know, cause I know for me, that's important. And that's important. So I think guys want to be here. They hope to be here. But I guess I couldn't blame them, right, if I told them that, if they, you know, were open to things.
Three players, Haas, Mercedes, and Cecil. Assess where you see them fitting into the picture, if at all.
Okay. Puz, obviously we think the world of him. We thought he did a really good job. When he got hurt, we dropped a little bit, and then it took us a little time. When we got back, I don't know if we ever played back to that level, but we did some good things. It'd be great to, you know, I really think the world of him. Mercedes, I thought Mercedes came back from his injury. I think that we talk about him being a very good blocker, a very big target, things like that. My belief is that we've got to try to find ways to utilize him more, see just how dynamic he is. So, you know, I think that he's got tremendous. He was a very good leader for us, too. in the building. I say that too. Same with Paz. And Cecil. Cecil, I thought probably, I told him I thought he had his most competitive game this last game. And I'm not talking about how many catches on this, just how he went to attack it. And he thought the same thing. I thought he played with the most freedom he has. I think, you know, I think he would look back and he would think this season's been disappointing, but he learned a lot and he grew from it. So, you know, and Cecil knows how I feel about him too. I think I just take these guys and I love to watch them get better. Now, do we have some tough decisions to make? Yes, I know we do. I know Dave and I haven't had too many of those conversations yet, but those are coming. But those are three quality guys that have done really good and added to our organization greatly.
I got like 20 more questions.
Oh, gosh.
can we go like another 10 minutes or so? But obviously the rough start to your like 0-8 and then 0-6 this year. What do you guys do differently from August and September to get off to a better start?
Well, I think that's what I look at and I go, can you compare it to last year again? It's one of those things. Well, it's hard because it's a different team. You know, it's, if it was the same team and you go, hey, we had the exact same guys, we came back and did the exact same thing. Jeez, you know, don't you have to look at something here? So I get what you're saying and we'll evaluate all that, but I don't know. You know, it might be for different reasons.
Think you'll change up camp at all? Practice different times or go away or?
No, we haven't had those discussions yet.
So Derek, I haven't talked to you since Derek went down.
Yeah.
Does that make defense? Does that shake up your depth chart a little bit, worry wise, with defensive tackle? With
him no. Well, Ziggy, you know, has come along and did some good things. So, and Avery, you know, has an ability to play in there. So, I think it's, you know, we feel fortunate that we have guys that have kind of, you know, we've created more depth there.
Even if Roy and Derek are ready for Week One, do you anticipate having to take some snaps off their plate because they're coming back from the injuries and put more of a role on Ziggy and Avery?
No, I don't think it'll change too much from this year because we already kind of did that this year.